Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Today was an interesting day of really listening to Brown's conversation, because obviously I see the report about Miles, and there's a 0%. I think the line was that you have a better chance of winning the lottery right now than you do of trading for Miles Garrett, is what one source said. And instantly, of course, I think of the great people on our station. I think of like Nick and JP when that news comes out. I'm like, okay, we have to listen to what the reaction is. And honestly, in a lot of ways, I was a little surprised in some ways and not in others. Like, I understand where Nick and JP took it today of just not believing the Browns when they say things like this. But this is kind of where we stood yesterday, was financially, I don't know how you're going to sit there and act as if you're going to trade Miles Garrett, because the money would put you in as deep of a hole as you could possibly imagine. And on the other side, the player of Miles Garrett, it's like, I don't know that when you're talking about one of the best defenses in the NFL, moving off of the best defensive player in the NFL makes a whole lot of sense. But this, again, all ties back then to Andrew Berry. And it's like, okay, I think that either way this goes down, there's going to be people who disagree. Like, there would be plenty of you who would be upset if Miles actually got traded. I would be in that camp. I don't think that's the right move in the slightest. And I'm sure there's going to be people that are going to be upset if Miles Garrett doesn't get moved at the deadline, and they decide to just keep riding out Miles' contract and keep playing despite the team being 2-6 and not showing any offensive life and holding on to a very valuable but best defensive player in the NFL. And I feel like this again festers a conversation around Andrew Berry and where we stand in this season and if you want to see him back next year. Like, there's obviously conversations that go this way with Kevin. I think it's basically undoubted at this point that Kevin is 100% on the hot seat. I don't know that that works the same way internally. I don't think he's going to get fired in the middle of the season. I think if you continue to put out results like you did on Sunday, you're going to find it very hard to run things back with a head coach who failed short of expectations in back-to-back years. And I mean, mightily short of those expectations last year. I mean, definitely, I think we're, you know, somewhere on course here to be falling short of expectations, at least by not even necessarily results, but product on the field when we talk about Kevin. But for Andrew, it doesn't make as much of sense to me. Like, sure, would it show accountability because Andrew is one of the guys who had a pertinent say in whether or not Deshaun Watson was going to be here? Of course it would. Would it show accountability because, well, the Browns offense did not have the personnel to be successful this year and there's a severe lack of talent on this offense? Yeah, I think there'd be a level of accountability for that from the organization to actually hold their guys accountable. But one of the main things that we look at here is, like, you're not going to hold Andrew Berry accountable really for the one thing you can pin on a GM is if you're going to go out there and sign a massive contract. I understand that people look at Jimmy and go, you paid him, which is true, but Andrew had to have been one of the big proponents to get him in the building. You are the GM. You are the guy who ends up making that trade and giving up the capital for it. If you're going to basically pardon him for doing that, it's like, why hold him accountable for not putting the product offensively out there when you already basically gave him the pass on Deshaun Watson in the first place, which is part of the reason none of the talent is there. Like, that doesn't make a ton of sense to me. It would feel like a year late, and at that point, you probably should have just moved off of Barry this offseason. Clearly, you felt some sort of way to make sure that he was still here. I also just don't know that this wasn't part of the expectations for the Browns this year. Like, I don't think that, you know, necessarily that Jimmy and Andrew are stupid when they go and they look at the offense and the offense they assembled and went, yeah, probably not going to look that great. It was clearly the unit that was going to struggle. It was going to be the unit who was worse than defense and was going to be an offensive unit that was probably going to be lower in the NFL unless Kevin's scheme just flat out worked. Right? If we had gone back to a Kevin Stefanski offense and it was just that good and the scheme was that good, then sure, it'll find success. That's why I give you Joe Flacco. That's why I give you Kenny Pickett. That's why I draft Dylan Gabriel. I gave you quarterbacks that you've either had success with in the past or quarterbacks who, hey, I'll give them to you because these are clearly guys who you talk about your scheme should be able to get it done. We've now seen two of those quarterbacks play and the other one has been traded after he was hurt all camp. And it looks like none of those quarterbacks can get it done. So I think this is always on the cards. I think this is always a possibility of what could be. I mean, we rewind back a couple of months, and it's one of the main reasons I talked about I'd probably be as surprised this year if the Browns won two games as if they won 10. And the level of surprise was not that high because it all came down to Kevin's scheme. If it didn't work, if it had just, you know, gone stale, you're going to get two wins. And if it was as great as people thought it would be, this is a team who could bypass the talent issue. The defense was good enough that you could have been a legitimate contender. We're finding out that Kevin's scheme is not a one-size-fits-all, and it's just foolproof. We're finding out that Kevin's scheme has a ton of flaws, and you do need a ton of talented players just to make it work. So, again, I think part of this is what it was. You go and look at the offseason signings. Guys, they got Jerome Baker. They re-signed Devin Bush. They signed Joe Flacco. And outside of that, I mean, we're talking about signing backups, rotational players, roster filler. Like, those are the type of guys they brought in. They basically ran this thing back from where it was a year ago, outside of, we'll get you a new quarterback and we'll give you a 40-year-old. I just don't think that exactly just explains away everything that was here. So, like, yes, Kevin's hot seat, or Kevin's seat is hot. Like, I think that it is a high level of, like, whether or not Kevin would actually make it beyond this season. We talk about Andrew Berry, and it, again, it rolls a lot the other way for me. I don't know that that seat is that hot. I don't know that you take a look at the rookie class who has been tremendous and go, ah, sorry, not good enough, Andrew. Or, hey, you built that defense. Nope, sorry, doesn't mean anything. Not good enough. Like, I just don't know that's the way that organizationally this is going to be looked at. And Ross Tucker was on earlier today with Afternoon Drive, and he talked about the statuses of Berry and Stefanski and where he sees it.
I mean, I know there's a lot of frustration in Cleveland. I get it. They stunk last year. They're not good this year. People want change, and sometimes owners will make changes because the fans want change, and we've talked about that. I mean, Haslam did that a bunch his first few years. I think he rightfully realized that that doesn't really fix anything, and it actually usually makes things worse, and that if you have two guys that you feel pretty good about, and I think he does feel pretty good about Barry and Stefanski, I think you look at it and you say it's the best the Browns have been as a franchise in 30 years under these two guys, and that they've actually, you know, two playoff berths in the last 6 years, a road playoff win. The head coach was two-time coach of the year in the NFL. Fans are frustrated, and rightfully so, and they just want blood, and they want change, and they don't care what it is. But then you get into being the Titans.
And I think Ross makes a solid point there. Now, the Browns regime has been together for 6 years. Like, Barry and Stefanski has been here. I don't necessarily think that you've instantly gone down into the Titans route where you're just constantly cycling fire coach, fire GM, fire coach, fire GM. The Browns have gone through that moment. They've basically been the Tennessee Titans. They've clearly taken a step away from that. Now, I think it's no doubt. Like, if Ross is right, it's just, well, they like Kevin and they like Andrew, so they're going to keep both of them here. If Kevin's here, Andrew's here. Like, that's a no doubt for me. If they decide that Kevin Stefanski is going to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, there is no way you fire Andrew Berry. You get rid of Kevin, Andrew's job is on the table. I'm not saying it's directly one-to-one. I'm not saying they're directly tied at the hip. But step number one would be fire Kevin Stefanski before you fired Andrew Berry. I don't feel like Berry's job would be the one necessarily at stake, at large, first I think it starts with Kevin and then works its way, in a way, up to the GM. I just also don't know that that's the same feeling. Like, at some point, the results speak for themselves. And again, you can't just judge your GM and your coach in the exact same process. Sure, their jobs are linked, but they're not one-to-one. This was a year of redemption. It was a year of second chance. To the point where you look at things and say, okay, well, again, you pardoned really both guys for what happened with Deshaun Watson. Jimmy Haslam came out. You can believe him, you cannot believe him, but his words say he basically pardoned Kevin and he pardoned Andrew for what happened and he took the blame for it. Okay, you got your reset, but it is, in a lot of ways, a one-year reset. Go show me that you can do your job. Go show me that, you know, you're going to put this thing on the right path. In a lot of ways, from what's been available for Andrew Berry, has been putting the Browns on the right path since that happened. Right, again, the offense is bad. I don't know that that was the focus. You put together the defense, you made sure the defense was strong, and you have two first-round picks, one of which is going to be your own and is based on the product you put on the field. I think then you look at Kevin and you say, do your job, win games, or at the very least look competitive in those games, and Kevin has fallen short of both of those marks. That's where the discrepancy for me is sort of comes in, is like, you exactly haven't met any sort of the job that you were supposed to. Even if it wasn't just win football games, which we know back-to-back seasons of three wins was not going to be good enough. I don't know that a season with three and a season with five was going to be good enough. But at least if you looked competitive, there was an argument there to say, hey, this works. I just needed more talent. I needed more around me. I needed more guys to work with. But you can see the framework of it. Right now, I'm failing to see the framework for Kevin Stefanski. I don't see how it's successful. The talent is a problem. I think everything else that you dive into is also a problem. It is twofold, but a lot of it does fall on Kevin because the offense shows no signs of life. So I look at this, and I just think that Barry's sort of completed the task that was in front of him, or at least came a lot closer to completing that task than Kevin has. And I don't think you give that pardon and then look at a guy who you think has come close to doing the job that you expected and say, oh, well, sorry, if I'm going to fire my head coach, I'm going to fire my GM. I don't know that you can go down that route. I don't know that you can expect that. Barry is the constructor of all of this. I just don't see how that plays. 216-474-0092. Is Andrew Berry back on the hot seat? A lot of people mad. He's not speaking to the media this week. I think that kind of fuels the fire in a way, too. You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake. So we can do our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming your guys' way tonight. We're talking to our very own Daryl Ryder coming up here at 8:40. We have Get a Grip, as we always do, at 9. Dan Lobby at Cleveland.com joins us every Wednesday, as he does at 9:20. And we're going to get into a little bit of Cavs later on in the show when they're wrapped up against the Celtics. We're going to bring in Michael for Change Your Mind as well. But right now, 216-474-0092. Is Andrew Berry back on the hot seat? Malone, I see on the line. All of your guys' calls coming here, and a little bit more on why Andrew Berry might just be safe. All in 5 minutes on overtime with Jake Volnick, with the guys here until 11 on The Fan. Like, I mean, listen, if you decided that at the end of the year you were going to fire Andrew Berry, it's not like I'm going to sit here and pound the table and be screaming and upset at the fact that you did it, because, well, everything's on the table for that to happen, okay? Like, again, I think you pull in the Deshaun contract. I think you pull in the fact of how bad this team has looked this year. You're in every right to do it. I just think internally, if we're looking at things that you basically stare around at this team and go, well, you haven't held anybody accountable up to this point, Berry just doesn't seem like the guy. And I talked about the defense being a massive part of what it is. I just don't think people give enough credit to the fact, like, Berry deserves criticism, but he also, again, I talked about this yesterday, he deserves a little bit of praise too. Like, Berry has not been the biggest culprit of the Browns season. Yes, the offense is abysmal. He's also built one of the best defenses across the NFL. It has been an elite defense this year, and that is at the hands of Andrew Berry. Part of that reason on why it looks so good right now is because Berry did decide to re-sign Myles Garrett. Even if it was maybe organizationally, you can argue whether or not it was the right or wrong decision. He did bring back Myles Garrett in order to anchor this defense. He did get you a lot of the guys that are playing right now. He went out and traded for Tyson Campbell. I mean, we were talking about a guy like Alex Wright that he has on roster. Malik Collins. I mean, I can go up and down the line of guys who are here because Andrew Berry built it, or, you know, decided to retain them and give them a contract. Things like that. Sure. There's a lot of things you can look at, and bringing in Miles, like that wasn't a Barry decision, and he really inherited that. But you've had a lot of things go down that this defense could have changed in dramatic ways, and you could be sitting on more draft capital in the next couple of years. But instead, you've given a launch point to where this team stands. And I know that a lot of Browns fans feel in a lot of ways that this team is hopeless. And I'm telling you right now, this team is not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Not hopeless. Like, this year, sure. Yeah, no, they're hopeless. They're bad. Okay, like, let's just call it what it is. I mean, we're watching every single Sunday, but hey, we're not exactly expecting a win in a lot of these instances. But going into the future, like, having the defense to build off of does not mean that this team is just shot from the very beginning. I mean, going through into next year, you go through and look at the contracts that they lose. I mean, a lot of guys that can be brought back. We're talking about, like, MJ Emerson. If you really wanted to bring him back, I think that's possible. Also, I think you haven't really created a need for MJ going beyond this year, because you did go out and trade for Tyson Campbell and your two outside corners are set. So you have that going for you. Devin Bush can be re-signed. It's not like Devin Bush is just, you know, he's a free agent, but he's not gone. A couple of guys you can trade and that's it. Like, the defense, the main parts of it are already locked down. So you can expect this unit to once again be strong, and you can really focus this offseason on finding more offensive talent in the draft, finding more offensive talent. But you get the defense already set up, and it's like, okay, you have one side of the ball to fix. It feels like that's a massive hurdle to get over, and I'm not saying it's a tiny one, but it is a better launching point than a lot of teams find themselves. Like, you're not in as bad of a position right now as the New Orleans Saints. You're not in as bad as a position right now moving forward after this year as the Tennessee Titans are. You've gotten to a better point than that already, and you really haven't had to work for it. Like, hey, this team does have a pathway to move forward, and part of that is the draft that Barry set up. Okay, you have a lot of offense to fix. Well, you don't have to go get a running back because you've solidified that. You don't have to do anything at tight end, because even if you decide that at the deadline here coming up on Tuesday, I want to move off of David Njoku, well, you drafted Harold Fannin. You're really trying to find a wide receiver to help out this wide receiver core, if not two. And one of them is going to be a cheap guy. One of them should not be a cheap guy, or should be a really high draft pick. And you need to rebuild the offensive line, which I think people over-dramatize very slightly how desperate that situation is. Like, the offensive line already isn't playing that well. The fact that you have to rebuild it from scratch, really, you might as well just rebuild it from scratch where it is right now, because they can't run block all that well. They certainly can't pass block all that well. Like, the offensive line is already bad. But Barry has given you that sort of spot to work from. I just don't get the blow everything up, change the entire regime, and act like something's going to change. By blowing something up, you might be talking about, you know, Jim Schwartz no longer is your defensive coordinator. By blowing everything up, you might talk about some of the guys that are valued very high here not being higher. And certainly when you start getting rid of players, we're talking about a rebuild that is going to be much larger than anything. Not if you decide this offseason, I want to rebuild, I don't want to do this anymore. Well, that would have been a fair point, because you're looking at a closing window that you tried to just jolt back open by re-signing Miles. And you toss money at it and you think that's the solution. Okay, that's the route you want to go down. But right now, I'm sitting here and looking at things, and that window still does exist if you can quickly fix the offense, which we've seen offenses turn around quick. Like, I mean, you can go through it, and there's a couple of instances. I think the Colts from 22 to 23 made a quick adjustment. Obviously, the Commanders were the big example last year, from 23 to 24, made a massive jump by drafting Jaden Daniels and not really making dramatic changes outside of that on the offense. So, like, a lot of it does result in finding your quarterback, which you have an opportunity to do. Blowing this thing up, I think, again, you're accepting misery. You're accepting losing for a much longer time for no guaranteed result. And we played Ross Tucker for you earlier. I want to go back to something that Ross was talking about, because he had brought up the fact of, you know, it might just not be the best thing to act as if the Tennessee Titans are the organization that you are and go make changes. Nick gave him a little bit of pushback on that, and him and Nick went back and forth, and I think Ross made another really good point.
To appease the fans and the media, you make a major change every year. So you fire the GM, then you fire the coach. Then you fire the GM, then you draft the quarterback number one overall. Then you fire the GM, and those teams don't really have success.
But you haven't fired a head coach or a GM in 5+ years. So you'd have to do that over the next 5 years. So I don't know. It's like, what organization? Real quick, Ross.
When you won a road playoff game for the first time
six years ago.
And then one made the playoffs 2 years ago with a 38-year-old quarterback out of nowhere.
What team, what organization would have swung on the Deshaun Watson trade and not fired one or both principal people who made that trade when it failed?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
When have they ever made a Deshaun Watson-type trade?
The Philadelphia Eagles. They haven't made that. You asked the question, which organizations would do something like that and not necessarily fire the guy? I'm telling you, some of the organizations that would do that.
And obviously, those are two organizations, and the Steelers and the Eagles, that have had long-term success. And again, like, I just don't know that Andrew Berry is your biggest problem right now. I don't know that's the biggest fish that you have to fry. Like, you look at the way that some of those teams operate, and yes, they typically find head coaches that they stick along with. And I'm not as beholden to Kevin Stefanski, really, as I am. I'm not even beholden to Andrew Berry, but I think I can make a much better argument for Berry than I can Stefanski. Like, I'm certainly not beholden to Kevin at this point. I think Kevin's showing you right now that, like, the X's and O's don't continue to work. Okay, so then you should probably be able to do something else, and Kevin doesn't do anything else at an elite level. Like, that's not what Kevin does. He's not great at the rah-rah stuff or anything else. I don't know, truthfully, what Kevin is doing with a massive positive impact with this team at the moment. And I'm not there every day. I can't talk about what goes behind the scenes. But on the outside looking in, it doesn't look like Kevin's having a dramatic impact on this team getting better. But to fire both of them, you do put yourself into a cycle. You put yourself into a revolving door of trying to find the right guy and trying to nail everything at once. At some point, you have to allow one thing that has positives working for it, to just stay in place. Because the odds that you nail a GM, a head coach, and a starting quarterback all in the same year, pretty low. Like, it doesn't feel like you're going to nail all three of those spots and put you in a great position. And again, like, Barry's built out the defense. I don't necessarily trust Barry to, I don't know that I can trust him to find a quarterback that is of elite talent. I don't know that I can trust him to find an elite talent wide receiver because he hasn't been able to do those things. He's failed on that front multiple times. But I also know that Barry's done a fine job evaluating talent outside of that. Right? He's found you usable rotational pieces later in the draft. He's found you a couple of good players now early on in drafts. And he certainly knows how to work a trade. He certainly knows how to come out on top of those. Like, he's taken advantage of the Jacksonville Jaguars, not once, but what feels like twice. So I just don't know that that's the guy that I'm desperately wanting to move on from if I'm going to make a change. Makes a lot of sense to change out your head coach with your starting quarterback, which is the most likely scenario that we're going to get to this year, is that you're drafting a quarterback in the first round. And we've seen several times over the past, you know, 5-6 years that we've gotten to, well, they decide to try to keep the head coach with the new quarterback, and then halfway through that season, they dump the head coach anyway. So if you want to make that move, fine. But everybody wants to point to the offense and say, look how bad it is. Look what Andrew Berry gave Kevin Stefanski to work with. Sure, it's not good. But you're also looking at things just not being as dramatic as I think we all make it out to be. You're not looking to find really an elite offense. Sure, if you fall into one, if you manage to build one, that's a cherry on top. But because you've built an elite defense and you have an elite defense, it's going to be together for multiple years. You're looking for acceptable offensive play. You're looking to make strides in that area that make you better, but don't necessarily have to be the Buffalo Bills or the Baltimore Ravens because you have the defense on the other side. The goal is obviously to build there, but it's not a necessity. You don't have to get there. Right now, your goals are basically draft a quarterback, acquire a wide receiver either through the draft or be able to trade for one, and then somehow find a way to patchwork this offensive line that it at least gives you better play than you're getting right now out of it. And if you manage to basically take millions upon millions of dollars off the book and got the same play, well, ideally that money then would be able to be spent somewhere else, right, to improve this team in a different way. But I just don't feel like that's the way to go. This thing is not as hopeless looking into the future as everyone wants to make it out to be. Blowing it up is obviously not the right decision. I just don't see how we're going through and finding ways to put guys on the hot seat, because it does feel like what Ross talked about, that fans want a pound of flesh, right? They want to be able to just make a change and feel better about making that change. And we see that with fan bases all the time. Right, you feel better because there's a sense of hope when you're going through and firing people of power. You fire a head coach, well, maybe the next guy will be the guy. You fire a GM, well, maybe now this GM will bring us elite talent. It doesn't necessarily, the grass is always greener on the other side, but it doesn't lead you directly to success just by making that move. There has to be something that actually allows you to go through and get better off of those moves. And I don't know that those are there. I don't know that there's a clear pathway to being better. I don't know that firing Kevin's, because I can look at the coaching cycle and who's available to you. I really don't know that there's a guy better out there than Kevin right now. But I don't know that I have a worse chance of finding a head coach than I do of a GM right now, given the situation you're in. I don't know that there's going to be somebody readily available, and I don't know that internally they feel somebody is going to be available to just take this thing over and make it work from day one. Because your window is short. It feels like by extending Miles, by allowing that to happen and allowing Andrew to do that, you gave Andrew a window. You gave him a path to say, all right, am I going to give somebody else your project right now of trying to build this in the short term? Or would it make more sense if this doesn't work to just give somebody else the full rebuild, to give somebody else the start all over? And I think that's the way that makes a lot more sense. Again, 216-474-0092. Is Andrew Berry back on the hot seat in your mind? I really just don't see it. I get it. We can be upset. We can. Andrew Berry not talking this week, I think, probably should have just shown face and walked up there and sidestepped some questions and called it a day. Because we know that's eventually what's going to happen anyway. Is there a chance he talks after the deadline? Yeah, I think there's a really good chance he talks after the deadline. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He could have went up there and sidestepped it, but it doesn't lead it to being you should be fired either. 216-474-0092. You guys can chime in. And as well, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, joins us in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan. Right now, let's go out to the aforementioned, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing a lot better than some Browns fans that got that survey from the team about PSLs, that's for sure.
Daryl, break it down for us. The survey, what was it, and why are Browns fans so upset?
Well, first and foremost, I want to point out, I was told by the organization today that there has been no final decision made about whether or not to have a PSL program at the new enclosed stadium in Brook Park. That being said, they did send out a survey to ticket holders last week seeking feedback on the price points for just about every section within the new enclosed stadium. Prices range from just over $1,000 per seat for a PSL in the upper deck to upwards of $131,000 if you are right behind the Browns bench there, close to field level. So also, too, there in the survey, there's sampling prices of the season tickets that go along with those respective PSLs, as well as any amenities that would be attached to those particular seats. So if you're in the upper deck, not a whole lot there for you. But if you're in the club sections or down by the field or whatever, lists various things that you as the owner of the PSL and those particular tickets would be entitled to in the new stadium. And I can tell you, I've gotten a couple listener emails today, checking some of the response on X to what I posted, because I basically posted screenshots of everything I could as far as the breakdown. So go to my X if you want to see the seating bowl, the sections, and all those breakdowns. You can kind of scroll through. I apologize. I couldn't put like 20 pictures in one post, so I had to kind of daisy chain them. But you go through and you can see, you can make a comparison where your existing seats are at Huntington Bank Field, where your seats would be in the new stadium, and what the financial commitment could potentially look like. But again, I spoke to Browns officials today who told me no decisions have been made. This is just part of, new stadium planning processes. Also, had a couple sources up in Buffalo reach out to me, and I published the Bills PSLs, and I will just say the Bills PSLs are a lot cheaper, especially in the areas closer to the field than what the Browns put in this survey. So a step in the process, but it's our first glimpse into what things could be costing Browns fans in the new building.
Daryl, obviously this is a conversation we had months ago about PSLs, but obviously you talk about the Bills having used them. Basically, very quickly, what are they and why do teams actually go out and ask their season ticket holders to pay more money for these seats?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically a seat license, whether it's a football. You also get first right of refusal if there's a major concert or event in the building. And obviously, there are some events that is excluded and the PSL won't apply. But let's be honest about it. It is a revenue stream for teams to cover a significant portion of their quote-unquote private financial contribution toward the construction of the building. You know, back when Gateway opened up, home of the Guardians and the Cavaliers, especially the ballpark. Now, they didn't do PSLs, but you know, they sold the club seats, they sold the dugout suites, they sold the three level of suites that ring the ballpark, right? That was one of the funding mechanisms for the ballpark, the revenue from the proceeds, I should say, from those. And then obviously, you know, when the financial obligations of the ballpark were met, then that money got diverted back to the Guardians. That's, you know, I personally don't like them. I personally feel like, you know, teams should, being as profitable as they are, especially the National Football League, you know, ownership should step up and, you know, contribute significant dollars towards the stadiums, especially in our region, but not just our region, countrywide. But my personal beliefs don't, you know, really matter when it comes to the business of the National Football League. And I hate to fall back on, well, that's how it's done everywhere. But, you know, more often than not, Jake, that's just how it's done everywhere in the NFL. Is you have to buy a PSL, especially with these new stadiums, because the Browns are going to contribute, you know, I got to do the quick math in my head. I want to say 1.5 or 1.6 billion plus cost overruns for the enclosed stadium. And, you know, they're not willing to contribute $1.6 billion if they are not confident that they're going to earn that money back.
Daryl, if our beliefs actually made a difference in the National Football League, the Browns would probably be a better football team.
Just want to inform people. Yes. That's the latest with the, you know, the dome and all that. And, you know, I still think it'll be a good project for the region, but, hopefully the Haslams do not stick with this particular, structure, that they threw out there. And hopefully they lean a little closer to, the Buffalo Bills model.
All right, Daryl. Well, obviously the stadium a few years away. We still have the catastrophe that's currently happening on the field and off the field actively. We got reports today you'd have a better chance to win the lottery than to be able to trade for Myles Garrett for the Browns. And how much of this feels like truth to you, and how much of this feels like a little bit more of what the Browns typically say, which is hard to believe?
Well, people forget there's no trade clause in that contract. The only way Myles Garrett's getting out of here is if he storms into somebody's office, flips over a table or in a couple of chairs and says, "Get me out of here." That's the only way it's happening. So, I will take those at face value. Certainly not going to, you know, dispute any of that reporting. I don't believe Myles Garrett is on the block. It really would have to be an offer the Browns couldn't refuse. And look, let's be honest about it. He's going to turn 30 here in a couple of weeks, making $40 million a year. Granted, his contract, which at the time was a record for a non-football quarterback and has been surpassed multiple times during the offseason, I just don't see an avenue where he gets traded, not just from a an offer, you know, from a transactional standpoint, but just from a salary cap standpoint, I think Albert Breer said on Afternoon Drive the cap hit would be about 50-some million dollars. Well, I can tell you right now, the Cleveland Browns do not have 50-some million dollars in salary cap space to absorb such a transaction. So I would be floored if Myles Garrett is not a Cleveland Brown after the trade deadline.
Daryl, I know we talked about Andrew Berry a little bit yesterday, but I guess when we judge just how hot the seats are right now internally, do you feel like the seat is in any way hot for Andrew Berry?
No, I think the seat's hot externally. I think the seat's hot in conversations we have, you have with our listeners, and understandably so.
Right.
But I will say what I said filling in with Andy Baskin on the morning show, what I've said on all of our shows, and that is if one goes, they both got to go. You better not be leaving Kevin Stefanski hanging out to dry, because I'm going to tell you right now, Andrew Berry's just as culpable for what Kevin Stefanski has to deal with. It's not like Kevin Stefanski didn't ask for a deeper offensive line. I'm sure Kevin Stefanski would like some taller wide receivers. I'm sure Kevin Stefanski would like a taller quarterback, although he loves him some Dylan Gabriel. There's no question about that. But I am not. And conversely, I don't think you can fire Andrew Berry and keep Kevin Stefanski. I just want to be clear about that. I feel like that both of these gentlemen really should be held accountable together, either in a positive way or the alternative of ending their employment at the end of the season. So I feel like that the conversation about their seats being hot, more of a creation amongst us rather than within the building. I will also point out, and I do point this out often, the way to get yourself fired by the Haslam Sports Group is to have internal strife. That's how you get fired. It's not the win-loss record, okay? You go back and you look at the various regimes that have rolled themselves through. I mean, my goodness, Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer hated each other's guts, okay? Remember the catastrophe that was Mike Lombardi and Rob Chudzinski and that whole fiasco, right? Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackson and Sashi Brown. So and it just goes on and on, right? I kind of feel like, and this is my opinion, I want to stress opinion, underline that, I do feel like there might be a little fracture between Stefanski and Berry. And that was, I think, caused by the quarterback situation this year and how that was managed from a personnel standpoint. But, yeah, that's how you get fired, is internal fighting. And, as long as that does not occur, and as long as they are sticking with the plan that ownership is aware of, because remember, Jimmy Haslam did say during training camp, he said two things. One, the kid's got to play. Kevin knows the kid's got to play. He understands the assignment. And then also, two, this could be a 1 to 3 year process to get the quarterback. And, you know, he seems like he's going to be pretty patient with that, and I think part of that patience is guilt for his involvement in the Deshaun Watson fiasco.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Daryl, we got about 45 seconds. Is a quarterback in your eyes on the table right now? Not even necessarily like a starter or a big move, just but at the trade deadline, the Browns add a quarterback in some sort of way.
No, I kind of feel like that. What's the point? You got Bailey Zappe on the practice squad. Obviously, he was elevated because of Shador's back injury. But what's the point? You're going to play the kids. Dylan Gabriel's getting two or three more starts, whether you, me, or anyone else likes it. Okay, at minimum, all right. And at some point, Shador Sanders is going to get a start. Now, I'll tell you this: I don't think it's going to go any better with Shador than it has with Dylan because of the supporting cast around him, which is not very good. Unless you're changing out the wide receiver room and you're getting some more offensive linemen in here. I'm not expecting much is going to change. So I think people need to temper their expectations that if and when Shador Sanders does start, and I do believe he will at some point here, I don't know that the results are going to be dramatically different than what we're seeing from Dylan Gabriel, because as critical as I am of Dylan, I also have to be fair and acknowledge supporting cast around him ain't that great.
No doubt. Daryl, we got to run, but as always, I appreciate you. We'll have the trade deadline certainly to talk about here next week, but we'll just keep our fingers crossed that things somehow look 1%, if not better.
Hey, you know what? If Barry could trade for an offensive tackle worth a darn and maybe a receiver that's above 6 feet tall, that would be great.
It would be a start. Thanks, Daryl.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, brought to you there courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to a little bit of what Daryl had to say and get a grip. Coming your way in 5 minutes, right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.